Good evening, Dr. Schneider, dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient Michelle Fleming. 110/725, Mrs. Fleming performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes are normal period. QRS complexes across the precordium reveal a positive deflection in V1 and V2, which may be secondary to lead placement. Otherwise, normal EKG. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Veronica Buck. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 10/7/25, Mrs. Buck performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99% period. The patient walked 400 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 97% period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Silanskas, S-I-L-A-N-S-K-A-S. This goes to MedFirst. On 10/7/25, Mr. Solanskis performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pore-sweater capacity was moderately impaired. There's a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. And there was a poor effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 5/6/25. There's been slight improvement period of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing a slight improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Pogodina on 10/7/25. Mrs. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pore-sweater capacity was mildly impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/8/24, there's been deterioration of forced vital capacity, which may be effort-related period and paragraph impression. Mild restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing some progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on patient Ann, A-N-N-E, Terminiello, T-E-R-M-I-N-I-N-I-E-L-L-O. This goes to Christina Barton, comma, PA, on 10/7/25. Mrs. Terminiello performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pore-sweater capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/24/25. There's been improvement in flow rates with also deterioration of forced vital capacity period. In paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, showing some deterioration compared to prior study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Edwards. This goes to Dr. Price on 10/7/25. Mr. Edwards performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pore-sweater capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 4/29/25. There's been no change period of paragraph impression. Normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Veronica Deegan, D-E-I-G-H-A-N. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 10/7/25, Mrs. Deegan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pore-sweater capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. after bronchodilators. There was poor effort period compared to a prior study date of 4/9/25. There's been no significant change. Period in paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Beverly Golding. This goes to Dr. Palagrudo. On 10/7/25, Mrs. Golding performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the porcelain capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 6/12/25. There's been no significant change. Period in a paragraph impression, mild restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Dennis Barkley. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 10/7/25, Mr. Barkley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. The paragraph impression, normal study period. Thank you.